不是在等他那句话，我刚刚以为主席要上来做报告。
I thought there was going to be announcements earlier. It's not that I needed an introduction before coming up.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Everyone sleep well?
Yes. 因为我知道你们很多人都没睡好。
I know a lot of you did not sleep very well.
所以呢，你们都不太敢讲。
So a lot of you are afraid to say.
就像很多人问候的时候就说，哎，早安啊，你好吗？
So a lot of times we say good morning.
那你不管好或不好，你都说好。
Whether if it's good or not, you usually just say yes. It's a good morning.
所以你不需要礼貌的跟我说你睡得好。
You don't have to be polite and just tell me that you slept well.
我一般第一天晚上睡得不是很好。
Usually my first nights at retreat, I usually don't sleep very well.
30岁以前睡得没问题。
But when I was before I turned 30, right? Before I turned 30, yeah, I slept very well.
我今年不是30 ，OK。
I'm no longer 30.
对，现在每天晚每次在退休会的时候，大概每隔2个小时就要醒一次。
So usually at retreat, I would wake up.Every 2 hours.
然后呢，昨天呢，蛮累的，所以睡得很快。
But yesterday, because I was very tired, I actually fell asleep rather quickly.
然后呢，半夜醒来。
But I woke up in the middle of the night.
然后我就想，糟了，又醒了。
Then I thought to myself, oh no, I woke up again.
我看一下外面天还蛮黑的。
I saw that it was still dark out.
我本来想，如果是5点左右的话，我就起来了。
I thought to myself, well, if it was already 5 a.m., I would get up.
结果才3点。
But it's just only 3 a.m.
所以我就没起来。
So I stayed in bed.
但是呢，我就趁那，但是一醒了就睡不着。
But because I woke up, I can't go back to sleep.
我常常就借用那个时间呢，我就祷告。
So I used that time to pray.
然后呢，一般如果第二天要讲道的话，我就用这个时间，我就准备讲道。
So usually if I'm preaching the next day, I usually take this time to prepare for the message.
可是那个时候做讲道的预备不是预备内容。
But during that time when I prepare, it's not preparing for the content.
因为内容应该都已经准备好了。
Because usually I've already prepared and have my message prepared already.
所以那时候在祷告的时候，在预备的时候，重点是放在你们的身上。
So during that time, what I'm preparing for, and the focus of the prayer and the preparation for the message is on you guys.
神啊，你要使用这一篇道，怎么样跟我你自己的孩子说话？
God, how are you going to use this message to speak to your children?
从教会里面的弟兄姐妹，他们在生活上面经历到什么事情？
Through the experiences that the brothers and sisters will go through in life,
他们在他们的生命当中，神啊，你的心意是什么？
What is your will and your heart for each and every one of their lives?
有些人他们需要受到挑战。
Some brothers and sisters may need challenges.
有些人需要激励。
Or encouragement.
有些人需要安慰。
Some needs comfort.
有些人需要被责骂。
Some may need rebuke.
但是神啊，你要怎么样在我们的生命当中对我们说话？
But God, how are you going to speak into our lives?
所以对我来说，在退休会晚上，所谓睡不好，事实上也不见得是一件坏事。
So actually, in retreats, when I don't sleep well, not necessarily a bad thing.
我很喜欢用那段时间跟神交通。
And I like to use that time to really communicate with God.
今年呢，退休会的主题是讲到我们教会的核心价值。
And this year's theme for the retreat is our core values.
昨天刘长老已经跟我们大家讲了，这个不是我们教会的核心价值而已，这是所有属神的教会都该有的核心价值。
And yesterday, Pastor Alex shared with us that these core values are not just values for our church, but it should be the core values for every believing, God-believing church.
因为这个核心价值。是神在他的话语当中显明给我们看，这是他对教会的心意。
Because these core values were revealed through God's word on his heart for the church.
你还记得这四个核心价值是什么吗？
So do you remember those four core values?
我们一起来说好吧。第一个，
the first one，
神的话，
God's word，
神的话，
God's word。
第二个，
second，
祷告，
prayer。
第三个，
the third，
活泼的服事，或者说是合神心意的服事，不是只是服事，是要有活力的合神心意的服事。
It's active ministry and it's a ministry that is active and it is according to God's will.
然后第四个
，the fourth，
彼此的关怀和团契
，mutual care and fellowship。
今天我们讲的是第二个信息，讲到的是祷告。
Today, the second message, we will be talking about prayer.
祷告对基督徒来说是一个非常重要的一个事情。
Prayer is a very important thing in a Christian's life.
我希望今天呢，在这短短的时间里面，可以跟弟兄姐妹们交通祷告两方面。
I hope to share with you two points regarding prayer.
第一，祷告是什么？
Number one, what is prayer?
第二，我们为什么要祷告？
And second, why do we need to pray?
我们请来到神面前一起祷告。
So let's come before our God to pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，就如我们刚刚所唱的诗歌一样，你是伟大的真神。
Just as we've sang, you are the amazing God.
你是爱我们、拯救我们的神。
You're the God that loved us and saved us.
你创造了我们。
And you've created us.
你为我们的生活做了一切的预备。
And you've prepared everything that we need in our lives.
主，我们是远离你的人。
We are people that have left you.
我们本来因为生活在罪恶之中，我们不认识你。
And once we were in sin and we did not know you.
但是你在你的爱中呼唤我们。
But in your love, you've called out to us.
你称我们为你自己的儿女。
And you called us your children.
你今天给我们这样的一个福分，这样的一个特权，来到你的面前来敬拜你。
And you've given us this privilege to come before you to worship you.
让我们能够称你为我们的阿爸父神。
And that we can call you our Abba Father.
今天早晨求主你在我们当中。
This morning, we pray that you'll be with us.
求主你的圣灵借着你的话语感动我们每一个人。
May your spirit move us with the hearing of your word.
主，我们是一群属你的儿女。
We are your children.
愿我们在一起呼求你名的时候就遇见你。
And when we come gather together to call upon your name, we will meet you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.祷告是什么
？What is prayer？
一般人可能都觉得对祷告很熟悉。
Many people may claim that they're very familiar with prayer.
祷告就是向神说话。
Prayer is just talking to God.
我想我们一般每天都祷告。
And a lot of us may pray every day.
可是为什么我们一开始这个信息的时候是说我们要去了解祷告是什么呢
？But why do we start this message by explaining what is prayer？
因为我们一般基督徒很多时候祷告的时候，我们说是向神说话。
Because for us as Christians, we often think that when we pray, we're speaking to God.
可是我们常常也想祷告的时候，就是我向神求的时候。
Or we're making requests to God.
或者说是当我有需要神帮助的时候，我跟神祷告。
Or when I'm in need, I pray to God.
所以呢，做学生的时候要考试的时候祷告。
So, as a student, when you're about to take an exam, you pray.
你要出去找工作，要应征的时候，你祷告。
Or when you're out for a job interview, you pray.
你生病的时候，
祷告。When you're sick, you pray.
你担心孩子的学业或品行的时候，你祷告。
Or when you're worried about your children's education or character, you pray.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果这个就是祷告。
But if that is prayer, brothers and sisters,
那不认识神的人也是这样祷告。
Then those that don't know God also pray this way.
他们那个拜偶像的人，他们向他们的偶像祷告。
So the idol worshippers, they would pray to their idols.
是不是？他们拜佛的人，是不是也是生病的时候、考试的时候，这个需要神明帮忙的时候，去跟神祷告？
So those that are Buddhists, don't they also pray in the same way to the Buddha that they worship? That you know, when they need to take an exam or a job interview or when they're sick, don't they also pray in this way?
甚至有人说，那个不信神的人，他们总会在生命中的某一种时刻。他就算是无神论者，他都要承认神的存在。
And those non-believers, even atheists, when they come to a challenge or a difficulty, they would admit that they will pray.
有人说这个无神论者，他不相信有神，可是他要考试准备不好，他就相信神了，他要跟神祷告。
So those atheists, when they're about to take an exam, they need help, they would pray to God.
他一生是坚定的无神论者，是人定胜天的这个一个人生主义。He is a person who is a staunch atheist. He believes that man can overcome everything. 可是当他得了绝症的时候，躺在医院病床的时候，医生束手无策的时候，他开始相信有神，要祷告。
So they may think that they're invincible, and when they're sick on their deathbed, they look up and pray to God.
所以当我们做基督徒做神的儿女说祷告的时候，我们对祷告的认识要去跟这些拜偶像的人或这些不认识神的人，是不是要应该有差别呢？
So then as Christians, when we pray to God, we need to do, the way that we pray should be different from how they pray.
当然。当然是不同的。
We need to be different.
所以什么是祷告？对一个基督徒来说，什么是祷告？
So then to a Christian, what exactly is prayer?
祷告对一个基督徒来说，应该是他在灵魂生命当中的一种呼吸。
Prayer to a Christian should be like breathing.
我们来看一节经文。
Spiritually.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
我们一起读好吗？
Let's read together.
不住的祷告
，pray without ceasing。
要不住的祷告
，pray without ceasing。
很多人读到这节经文的时候，常常会有一个疑问，就是一个人怎么可以不住的祷告
？When a lot of people read this passage, they would often ask, "How do you pray without ceasing?"
是不是从早到晚呢？嘴巴就念念有词
？So do you just utter words in prayer from morning to night?
不是
，No.
我需不需要来跟你说，弟兄，你不要停止呼吸。
Do you go to someone and say stop breathing?
我需不需要提醒你不要停止呼吸啊？
Do I need to remind you to not stop breathing?
你找不到什么？帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十七节。
Oh, thank you. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17.
哎，今天早上起来，别忘了呼吸啊。
Hey, when you get up this morning, don't remember to breathe.
你会不会看到一个人没呼吸的说，你怎么搞的？赶快呼吸起来吧。
Do you tell someone that, hey, how come you're not breathing?
你不需要。
Hurry up and breathe.
你不需要。
You don't have to do that.
为什么？
Why?
一个孩子，一个生命进入到这个世界的时候，这个孩子就要呼吸。
Even when a baby is just born, they know how to breathe.
他本来在母亲的腹中的时候呢，他不需要呼吸的。
When they were in the womb, they don't need to breathe.
可是当他进入到这个世界，他在这个环境里面，这个世界有大气层、有空气的时候，他就要呼吸了。
But when they entered into this world, into this environment, they need to breathe.
是一个自然不过的事。
It's a natural thing.
对一个基督徒来说。
And to a Christian,
我们原本是属这个世界的。
We were originally of this world.
我们本来是不认识神的人。
And we didn't know God.
可是当主耶稣基督的救恩拯救了我。
But when this Jesus' salvation has come upon me and saved me.
当我在神的恩典当中重生了。
And in God's grace, I've been reborn.
当我知道我的生命有了改变。
And once I've experienced a transformation in my life,
我在这个属灵的世界当中，我很自然的就会跟那拯救我的神去祷告。
So now in the spiritual realm, I very naturally want to pray to God.
跟神之间的祷告就像一个人呼吸一样。
So praying to God is similar to a person breathing.
对一个基督徒来说
，to a Christian.
跟神祷告应该是一个很自然的事情。
Praying to God should be a very natural thing, just like breathing.
那我们刚刚讲到说，祷告的时候，一般人祷告就是向神求而已。
So we just mentioned that sometimes when we think about praying, we're just making requests to God.
然后呢，我们就等神回答。
And we wait for God's response.
神啊，求你给我这个。神啊，我需要这个。
God, please give me this. I need this.
神啊，请你祝福我。
God, please bless me.
然后我们就等神回答。
And we wait for God's response.
神也许就说好啊，你要求的我给你。
And then God says, okay, since you requested it, I will grant that.
然后有时候神呢，神就说你要求的我不给你。
Or sometimes, no, I'm not going to grant this to you.
然后有的时候你就觉得听不见神的回答。
And sometimes you feel as if.He's not listening to your prayers.
你就等，你就继续祷告，你就等，你就不知道神到底会不回答你。
And you keep waiting and waiting, and you don't know if he'll ever respond.
那到底这个祷告是干什么的呢？
Well, then why do we pray?
我想给弟兄姐妹们刻一个这个描述一个画面。
So I'd like to paint a picture for you.
让我们了解为什么神要我们。
Why does God want to illustrate why God wants us to pray to Him?
弟兄姐妹，我刚一开始就说了，祷告在一个基督徒的生命当中是非常重要的。
So I just mentioned that a prayer is very important to a Christian's life.
不只是因为他是一个有生命的基督徒，跟神之间很自然的一个交流。
Not just because To a Christian, it should be a very natural thing to communicate with God.
祷告是神要将他的祝福和他的心意彰显在你生命当中的一个管道。
Prayer is a conduit or a method in which God wants to bless you in your life.
我再讲一遍。祷告是神要将他的祝福和他的心意在你的生命当中成就的管道。
So prayer is a conduit in which God will want to bless you in your life.
神在天上，他有这么多的丰富。
God up in heaven, he is so abundant.
他有这么多的祝福，他要倾倒在你的生命当中。
And he has all of these blessings that he wants to bestow upon you.
在他的美好的心意里面，他要带领他的教会，他要带领属他的人。
In his perfect will, he wants to lead you, he wants to lead the church, he wants to lead his people.
但是他要我们属他的儿女借着祷告让他的心意让他的祝福能够永留到我们的生命当中。
But he uses prayer so that these blessings can flow to his people.
你知道在山上可以有一个湖是你的水源。
So up in the mountains, there would be a lake, which will be your source for water.
可是呢，你需要水的供应，使你的生活能够健康。
And you need water in order to live.
你需要水洗衣服，你需要水煮饭，你需要水延续你的生命。
You need water to live. You need water to cook. You need water to wash.
可是这个泉源这么高，你怎么样能够用到那个水？
But this water source is so high up in the mountains. How are you going to get to it?
所以你就开始建筑这个渠道。
So then you start to build this channel.
你用木头去盖这个渠道，要去引水。
And you use wood to build this channel.
或者用竹子去引水。
Or rods.
Bamboo. 是不是？
Mm-hmm.
你一段一段的去建造。
And you build continuously.
从你的家开始去建。
from your home, you start building.
最后呢，你就把这个渠道连接上了这个水源。
And then you start to connect the channel to the
water source. 然后这个水就这样流下来，然后就滋润你的生命。
And then the water flows down, and then it touches your life.
神要我们去经历他生命当中的丰富。
Because God wants you to experience all of His abundance.
但是经历他丰富的管道就是祷告。
But to experience His abundance is through prayer.
祷告不只是一个基督徒在生活当中做一个基督徒的一个所谓的操练。
And prayer is not just a simple practice, in a Christian's life.
很多人说，主，我今天是基督徒，所以每天我要读经几次，我要祷告几次。
So it's not like if when you're a Christian, you say you need to pray this many times or read the Bible this many times.
我要到教会里面参加查经，我要去教会里面参加祷告。
Or I need to attend prayer meeting or Bible studies in church.
因为这是呈现出一个基督徒的样式。
Because that just manifests what a Christian should be.
这些是不错的。
Those things are all not wrong.
但是重点不是你去做什么。
But the focus is not you doing those things.
重点是你有没有借着祷告跟神的生命跟神的涌流出来的祝福连接而上。
But the focus is have you been connected and have you been connected to God through prayer?
你有没有在生命当中建立了那个渠道到神祝福的源头，使他的祝福永远这个涌流而进入到你的生命当中？
Have you built that channel to connect to His abundance so that His blessings and His abundance can flow to you?
你有没有借着祷告而更认识神？
Have you use prayer so that you can have a deeper understanding of God.
你有没有因为借着你的祷告，使你跟主耶稣之间的关系是越来越亲密？
And through prayer, have you deepened your relationship with Jesus?
人跟神之间的祷告，
the prayer between man and God
是反映出一个人认不认识神的一个很好的一个表现。
And it reflects how well a person knows God.
在这个世界上面，或者说在人类的历史当中。
And in this world or throughout the history of mankind.
绝对不会有一个很认识的人，但是不懂得祷告。
There will never be a person that knows God and does not pray.
你绝对不会看到一个很有生命的基督徒，他是不祷告的。
You'll never see someone that is a Christian with a strong faith that does not pray.
换句话说，当你看到一个人的生命是这么有神的荣耀。
In other words, when you see someone with God's glory,
他在生命当中所呈现、所流露出来的就是那属神的性格。
So what he reveals and what he manifest is the glory and the character of God.
那表示那个人懂得祷告。
Then that shows that this person knows how to pray.
那表示那个人知道怎么样跟恩典的源头连接而上。
That shows that this person knows how to connect with the grace of God.
所以这个人在他的生命当中，他是不断的祷告，不住的祷告，不停的祷告。
So a person like this prays without ceasing.
因为他的生命是跟神连接而上。
Because his life is connected with God.
他知道他的生命是要依靠着与神的连接而能够继续前行的。
Because he knows that his life, to go on in life, he needs to be connected with God.
你想看我们一般人做事情的时候。
So if you think about what most of us, when we want to do something,
我们做了决定，
we make a decision,
然后我们说我们要学祷告，
and we say we need to learn how to pray.
所以呢，我们做了决定要去做之后呢，我们要去跟神说，神啊，请你帮助我。
So once we made a decision, we go to God and say, God, can you help me?
请你祝福我。
Can you bless me?
这是我们一般人祷告的习惯。
That is usually our habit when we pray.
说实在，这个已经是一个进步性的祷告了。
That's already an improvement.
因为很多人做事情做了决定就去做了嘛。
Because a lot of times when you make a decision, you just go and commit to doing it.
靠着我们自己的这个分析，靠着我们自己的能力，我们做了决定，做就做了，后果大概我们也想象得了。
So you do your own analysis and you make a commitment, you do it, and you deal with the consequences.
可是进步一点的人呢，就说那我做了决定以后，但是我还是祷告神，求神祝福这一切的过程。
But to be a better process would be you pray first and then you make a decision and then you go do it.
No. So an improvement to not praying at all is to say I made a decision, I went ahead and go about doing my things, but then I'll pray afterwards and ask God to bless me and watch over me. 可是弟兄姐妹，今天我们要学的，我们要了解的是，我们的生命是完完全全的掌握在神的手中。
But we need to realize that our life is in the hands of God.
在你做决定之前，我们就要去寻求神的心意了。
So before you make a decision, you should already be seeking God's will.
神啊，今天我要去做这个决定。神啊，今天我要去做这件事情。你是引领我朝着这个方向去做的吗？
God, I need to make this decision, or I need to do this thing. God, can you please guide me and lead me in these things?
今天这件事情，若是你要我去做的，让我清楚的看见，让我勇敢的去做。
So if this is what I must do, allow me to have the courage.And guide me to do that.
但是今天这件事情，这个决定，如果是不合你心意，不带给你荣耀的话，你让我不要去做。
But if this thing I'm about to do does not bring glory to you, and doesn't is not within your will, then don't let me do it.
弟兄姐妹，这个叫做合神心意的祷告生活。
This is the practice of.Praying for God's will in your life.
这个叫做你祷告的时候，你可以有信心知道神一定会带领你。
This is having the confidence that when you pray, you have confidence that God will guide you.
这个也叫做信心的祷告。
This is also referring to a prayer of faith.
而这样子的祷告，我们就能够确定神一定听我们的祷告，并且他会应许。
And when you pray in this way, you'll know that God hears you and God will answer your prayers.
在我们一般买房子的时候
，So oftentimes when we purchase a new home,
我们去要找一栋适合我们的房子。
Of course, we go seek out a home that is suitable for our family.
然后找啊找啊，找到一间我们觉得适合我们的房子。
And you look and look and finally you find one that is a perfect home.
我们喜欢它的地点，喜欢它的样式。
We like the location and we like the style.
然后呢，我们就要把这个头期款的资金准备好。
And you prepare your down payment.
然后我们要去跟银行说，我要借这么多钱，可不可以通过啊
？And then you go to a lender, the bank, and you ask for approval of a loan.
你就把这些事情全部都准备好，准备进行买这个房子。
And you gather everything, you prepare to buy this home.
然后呢，一切都很顺，所以房子买到了，很高兴。
And everything went very smoothly, and you're very happy, and you've successfully purchased a home.
然后呢，因为你是基督徒啊，你也很感恩啊，感谢神让我买到这个房子。
And of course, you're a Christian, so you give thanks.
啊，弟兄姐妹看到你房子很高兴，哇，这个房子很棒啊，很适合你们，说是啊，是啊，是神的祝福，感谢神。
Yeah, and brothers and sisters are very happy for you, and you say, yeah, thank praise God.
可是在这个过程当中，你怎么看见神的是神的工作啊
？But throughout this process, how did you see God's hand at work?
这房子是你选的。
Well, this house is what you've selected.
钱是你预备的。
And the money you've prepared for.
那这手续都是你办的。
And all the paperwork you've managed.
你可以说感谢神，他就是祝福我这样一个人。
And you might say, thank God that He's blessed us in this process.
啊，我能力强。
I'm very capable.
啊，我的这个经济充裕。
I'm financially stable.
那想要买房子，一买就买到。
If I want to buy a home, I'll just buy it.
啊，感谢神。
And I thank God.
可是这个我们看见神的带领吗
But throughout this process, do you see God's leading?
这个房子是神给的吗？
Do you see that this house has been a gift from God?
不一样啊，因为我认识一对基督徒夫妇。
I know this Christian couple.
他们买房子。
They bought a home.
可是他们说我们要寻求神的引领。
But they say we're seeking God's guidance.
我要看神怎么样供应给我。
I want to see how God provides for us.
我们在看房子的时候，我们就要说神啊，你让我看到一个不但是我们喜欢，但是能够被你使用，是这个我们的房子可以让你使用。
Please give us a home that can not only suitable for us, but can be used by you.
然后我们不急。
And we're not in a rush.
我们一定要等你的时间。
We're gonna wait for your timing.
当你要让我们找到属你心意、合乎你心意、是你祝福的房子的时候，你就让我们能够进入这个下面一步。
So when you have prepared this home that is suitable for us, then you allow us to take the next step.
这个过程就一年了。
So this whole process is about a year.
哎，可是有一天他们看见很喜欢的房子来了。
Then one day they see this home.
自己觉得没准备好。
And they think that they're not prepared.
可是觉得这是神的预备。
But they think that this is what's prepared for God.
祷告之后，他们就说：“好吧，我们试试看这是不是神给的。”
So after praying, they want to see if this is indeed what God has prepared.
然后开始发现了这一切的手续跟他们以前的期盼的不一样，很顺利。
So then all the process seems to be going very smoothly.
在每一个关卡上面，他们都是预备的好，说如果这不是属于神的，我们可以走，我们可以不买。
Throughout every single step, if they feel that it's not according to God's will, then they can just walk away.
今天他们那个房子还没买到。
Of course, right now, they haven't successfully purchased the home.
可是可能两个礼拜以后就买到。
But about 2 weeks, it'll probably be theirs.
当房子买到了以后
，And once they have purchased the home,
他们可以回去看他们这一路的过程。
Then they can look back and see the whole process.
他们说这个房子是神给的。
And then they can say that this God has been provided by God.
对，我是有花时间在这边看房子，我是有在这边预备我的这个经费。可是我看见是神一路的引领，然后呢，到每一个关卡都是神的掌控，使这件事情能够达成。
Yes, they did go look for a home. They did prepare all the funds, but throughout the whole process, they could see God's hand in every single step.
当这个房子买到的时候，他们跟弟兄姐妹们分享的时候
，And once they have the keys to the home and they share it with brothers and sisters,
他们可以说感谢神，这是神赐给我们的。
Then they can say that this is from God.
然后呢，他们就可以看见神怎么样使用他们这个家。
Then they can see how God will use this home.
然后弟兄姐妹们就会看见这一对基督徒的夫妻和他们的家庭是被神所引领、被神的生命所充满的家庭。
Then they can show the brothers and sisters that this home and this whole process and the family was led by God.
今天早晨，如果你有读今天早晨的这个灵修的经文的时候
，So this morning, if you've read the devotional.
那一段经文里面讲到的是约书亚带领以色列人要进入迦南地的第一场战争。
And the devotions this morning talks about the story of Joshua leading the Israelite army.
约书亚带领一群以色列人要进入神所应许之地。
Because Joshua is going to lead the Israelites into the promised land.
他们所要攻打的这第一座城池是所谓是不能被攻破的城池。
And the first city that they will take down or take over is a city that is indestructible.
是耶利哥城。
The city of Jericho.
耶利哥城是当地的一个要塞。
And the city of Jericho is a fortified city.
是不能被攻破的一个城。
It's a city that cannot be overtaken.
你想想看，当约书亚要带领这一群以色列人攻打这个城的时候
，So when Joshua is about to lead them to take down that city，
他祷不祷告
？Does he pray？
我相信他是祷告。
I believe that he prayed。
可是他是不是说神啊，你看耶利哥城在这
？But does he say, "Hey God, look at this city, Jericho"？
我为了你的缘故，我要去攻打这个城。
For your name's sake, I'm going to attack this city。
所以神啊，我带领这一群人 我们都不是军人，可是我们要去攻打，求你就祝福我们，因为我们有信心，我们一定把它攻下来。
And please bless us and be with us because none of us are soldiers, but we're going to have faith in you or we're going to take over the city.
可是这绝不可能是他的心态，也不是他的祷告。
But I believe that that's not his heart and that wasn't his prayer.
为什么？
Why?
约书亚不是为了神的荣耀而去攻打耶利哥。
Joshua didn't go attack the city of Jericho for God's glory.
他不是为了他自己的荣耀或以色列人生存的必要而去攻打耶利哥。
It wasn't because
He is not going to attack Jericho because of his personal ambition, nor even for the survival and the establishment of the Israelite nation. 约书亚要带领以色列去攻打耶利哥，为什么？
What is the reason for Joshua attacking the city of Jericho?
因为神告诉他你要去做。
Because God specifically told him to.
约书亚已经走在神的心意当中了。
Joshua was already walking in the path of the Lord.
神的使者告诉他，你要去攻打耶利哥，我已经将这个城池交在你的手中。
And God's angel told him, you need to attack this city because it's already in your hands.
约书亚是一个走在神心意当中的人。
And Joshua is already walking in God's will.
他在神面前的祷告一定是，神啊，今天这是你的带领，求你添加我们。
But his prayer was, today, this is your leading. Please give us strength.
约书亚带领以色列人去绕这个城。
And Joshua took the Israelite and surrounded the city.
Not surround the city, they walk
around the city.
他们去绕这个城走。然后安安静静的不讲话。
And they walked around the city quietly.
他们这样子是每一天绕，每一天绕，绕了七天。
And they walked around the city daily for 7 days.
你如果是约书亚，你如果是以色列人，你在做什么？
If you were Joshua or one of the Israelites, what would you be doing?
我看我们都在祷告。
Every one of us would be praying.
这个城从来没见过，这么大，这么高，我们怎么攻得破？
We've never seen this city. It's huge. It's fortified. How are we going to attack it?
上面的这些军人士兵就看着我们笑。
And all of the soldiers up on the wall is just mocking us.
我心里面胆怯。
And I'm fearful.
但是神，你告诉我可以这样去做，所以我去做。
But because God, you told me that I'm supposed to attack the city, then I will go do it.
神啊，你要我怎么去做？
God, how do you want me to attack?
神啊，我要遵照你的心意去行，求我，但是我心中软弱，求你刚强我。
I want to follow your direction and your leading.But I am fearful, but please give me the strength and the courage.
因为他们在做事情之前已经看见了神的旨意，他们在做事情的过程当中，他们求神添加他们的力量，所以在他们攻下城池的时候，他们可以看见这是耶和华的大能所成就。
So before they commit to action, they already know God's direction, and they know that God will lead them so that when they attack,They will see God's hand.
弟兄姐妹，这样子的一个祷告的生活
，So this type of prayer life
不是只是我要去做事情，或者是我有需要求神祝福我。
It's not just praying to God when you're in need and you're requesting for blessing.
这样子的一个祷告生活是让那些人跟神之间的关系建立起来。
This type of prayer is supposed to strengthen your relationship with God.
这是让那些不属神的人看到属神的子民的时候，就说：“哦，耶和华与他们同在。”
So that when non-believers see the believers, they will say, "Oh, God is with them."
教会的核心价值
，the core values of the church.
主题后面说是一个显而易见，而且是强而有力的见证。The core value of the church is that visible and that powerful testimony of the church. 今天基督徒如果在教会就是基督徒聚集的地方，如果我们不能在我们的生命当中彰显祷告的力量，世人看不见教会的见证。
So in today's church, how do we be a good testimony for others to see. It is through.
Yeah, as Christians who are what the church is made of, if we cannot have the right and powerful prayer life, how can we show the world the testimony of Christ's church? 这个见证, 弟兄姐妹,
and this testimony
不是我们做出来给人看的,
is not something that you
do.
这个见证是你因为生命跟神连接而上,
自然地流露出来让别人看见了。
It's something that will show others because you are connected with God. It will naturally show.
要不然的话，你说教会的核心价值是祷告，为什么我们只一个礼拜祷告会一次啊？
Because if you say that prayer is one of the core values of the church, why do we only have prayer meeting once a week?
在其他的教会一个礼拜祷告一次，我告诉你，我们教会是核心价值是祷告，我们一个礼拜祷告四次。
Because if prayer is one of the core values of our church, we should pray four times.
这个有人发热心说四次怎么够？一个礼拜七天，我们要祷告七次。
Some people say, well, four times is not enough. We should do it seven days a week.
教会祷告的见证不是一个礼拜祷告七次。
The testimony of the church is not so that the church will pray seven times.
教会里面祷告的见证是因为看见基督徒借着祷告跟神的生命连接而上，生命上面自然地流露出神的性格和那个信靠神的样式，看见神的祝福是与这个永留。
And the testimony. Go ahead. That's pretty long.
So, the testimony of the church with respect to prayer is not to say that the church prays seven times a week. The testimony of the church with respect to prayer is to say because we're connected with God, because His life flows through us, because through prayer we have received His blessing, because through prayer that we have reflected the life He's given us. That is the testimony of the church. 祷告, 弟兄姐妹,
prayer, brothers and sisters,
是神要做改变的,
is a transformation work that God will do.
可是我们常常祷告是希望神去改变我们的环境。
But oftentimes, when we pray, we want God to change our environment.
祷告是神要做改变的工作，可是他要改变的人是你。
But what God wants to do is transform you.
我跟Cindy生了三个孩子之后，
After Cindy and I had three children,
我觉得够了。
I thought to myself, that's enough.
可是Cindy看见那 老大老二两个姊妹感情这么好，她说 Jonathan 太可怜了，给他生个儿子吧。But
Cindy said, "Well, the first two girls have such a strong bond. Then Jonathan, we need to have another brother."
我马上很理智的跟她说，生男生女是你控制的吗？Then
I said very logically that having a boy or a girl is not under our control.
我说这是神控制的。It's
in the control of God.
你有可能生一个女儿。
It's possible that you may have another girl.
但他就说，这个是我的心愿。But
she said, well, that's my heart.
我相信神爱我。And
I know that God loves me.
我是神所爱的一个女儿。I'm
a beloved daughter of God.
那我跟他求一个男孩。Then
I'm asking for a boy.
不是为了我，是为了我的儿子。It's
not for me, it's for my son.
所以我要用信心去祷告，神一定应许。
So I want to pray in faith, and God will answer.
诶，结果呢，怀孕了。And
then you got pregnant.
很高兴。We're
very glad.
去医生那边，我不记得几个礼拜之后，大概第二个月左右的时候，第二个月、第三个月，去医生的时候。Then
after a couple of months, we went to doctor's checkup.
医生说，医生皱皱眉头。 啊，你们知道这个故事了，对不对？医生皱皱眉头。And
the doctor,
just like furled his brow, 看起来有点不知道该怎么说，啊，little confused.
A little confused.
那你一看到医生那样，什么事啊，医生？Then
I ask him, well, what's wrong, doctor?
医生说，好像听到两个心跳。The
doctor says, I think I hear two heartbeats.
我没跟神求一个双胞胎啊。
I didn't ask for twins.
但是在过了几个礼拜以后，可以看到孩子的性别的时候。
And then after a few more weeks, when we can tell the gender of the baby.
医生在那边看啊，超音波检查说，恭喜你啊。
Then with the ultrasound, the doctor says, congratulations.
两个女孩。
Two girls.
一般我每次看到人家说你们家有双胞胎，好高兴啊，我多希望我要生个双胞胎啊，可是我那个。我们听到医生那样讲说，心里面并不是那么高兴。
So usually when people hear of having twins, they're usually very happy and joyous. But when we heard the news, we're not that excited.
因为你心里面又开始想，神啊，这有点奇怪。
Then we ask God, well, this is kind of weird.
我跟你祷告求一个男孩啊。
I prayed and I asked for a boy.
你怎么给我一个？你给我两个，然后又是女的。
And he gave me two babies.
好像神不是只是说我不给你你要的，我就要给你绝对不要的。
It's like as if God wanted to give you something that you didn't want.
所以当然呢，心情就比较沉重一点。
Of course, we have a heavy heart.
可是差不多就在那个时候呢，医生又看到一件事情。
But then it's during that time that the doctors also detected something else.
然后呢，那次我没有跟森妮去看医生。
And during that checkup, I was not with Cindy.
医生呢，检查完了第一句话，对不起。
And after the checkup, the doctor apologized.
你绝对不要听到医生跟你说对不起。
You never want to hear the doctor apologize to you.
为什么？他说，你这两个双胞胎里面有一个好像发展的不是很好。
And the news was, out of these two twins, one of them doesn't seem to develop.
他说这个发展的不是很好，是很严重啊。
It's actually a serious problem.
他这个孩子可能生不出来。
And one of them may not survive.
然后就算生出来呢，他恐怕要不然心脏有问题，要不然是呼吸系统有问题。
Even if she did survive, then she may have either heart problem or breathing problem.
这要不然他脑有问题。
Or a problem in the brain.
然后这个孩子就算生出来呢，80%-90%他可能就是一个。智障的，或者是一生都需要你这个照顾的一个孩子。
And if they if they're born, then they would be someone that you would need to take care of for the rest of their life.
那所以你就到神的面前祷告，你要问啊。
Then we come before God and we ask him for help.
神这是怎么搞的一回事
？We ask God why are we facing this type of problem?
我们想要一个儿子。
We wanted a boy.
你不给我们儿子。
You didn't give us a boy.
你给我们一个双胞胎。
You gave us twins.
又是女孩子。
And they're girls.
然后呢？为什么这又要双胞胎？里面又要有一个可能生不出来，或者是生出来是有问题的孩子呢
？And then in addition, one of the twins may have a problem.
你可以想象这个心情的压力吗
？Can you imagine the stress that we were going through?
家里面三个小孩，妈妈都已经精疲力尽了，还要两个孩子，然后这两个孩子又不是他要的，然后又有一个要有一个 special needs。
We already have three children. It's already tiring, already. But then now we're having a twin and twin girls, and then one of them may be special needs. May have special needs.
那神的回答就不是是或不是，或者是他就是不讲话。
So God's response wasn't yes or no, or he remained silent.
神在祷告当中，他要向你说话。
Because through prayer, God wants to speak to you.
在神的面，我们一起在神的面前祷告。
And we come to God to pray.
我说神啊，这什么意思
？And we ask God, what is the meaning of this?
我们怎么可能承受这样的一个环境
？How can we bear this type of stress?
那神就说
，And then God responded,
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我说神啊，我们怎么可能能够？扛得起这样的一个生活和经历。
I ask God, how am I supposed to bear this type of the stress and responsibility?
不可能接受的，不可能承担的。
It's impossible to bear.
神就说，在人是不行。
God said, with man it is impossible.
可是在我凡事都行。
But through me everything is possible.
我说神啊，我们一起说。
We both said, God.
我们说，神啊，我们需要你的恩典。
We need your grace.
神啊，我们需要你的爱。
We need your love.
我们说，神啊，我们需要你的供应。
And we need your provision.
我们需要你的力量。
We need need your strength.
我们需要你的盼望。
We need your hope.
你知道神怎么说？
What did God say?
这一切我都已经应许你了。
And God said, all of this I've already given to you.
这一切我都已经要给你了。
I've already given to you. All of these things I've already given to you.
兄弟妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要学习祷告。
We need to learn how to pray.
你在你的工作上面遇到了困难。
If you face a challenge in your workplace,
你跟你的同事处不好。
If you have, don't have really good relationships with your colleagues or coworkers,
讨厌你的老板。
Or you just despise your boss.
你以前跟神说神啊，你让我换工作。
And before you ask God for another job.
或者你说神啊，你把我那个老板换掉。
Or you ask God switch out my boss.
可是弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
你知道神正要跟你说，改变环境是容易啊。
God will say changing the environment is easy.
可是我要改变的是你。
But I want to change you.
你要怎么样在这样的一个环境里面，仍然有一个属神儿女的一个见证呢？
How are you to still show a good testimony for God in this environment that you're in?
你在这个讨人厌又不属神的、属恶魔的、属撒旦的老板面前，你怎么样能够活出有神儿女的亮、这个光明，还有神救恩的这个荣耀呢？
How do you still live out the glorious life and the testimony of God before this wicked and despicable boss.
你在你的婚姻当中，你觉得不美满。
And you may not be happy with your marriage.
你一定，我相信你一定跟神祷告，神啊，这个婚姻不好。
You might pray that I have a bad marriage.
神啊，你来修复我这个婚姻吧。
God, please fix this marriage.
神啊，你让那个人改变吧。
Please change the other person.
你让他变好一点。
Please change them.To be better.
或者你就让我离开这个婚姻。
Or let me leave this marriage.
神的回答不是是或不是，弟兄姐妹。
God's response will not be yes or no.
那神很可能跟你说，改变婚姻、改变对方很容易。
God may say that changing the marriage or your spouse is easy.
我可以改变你的环境，我可以改变你的配偶。
I can change your environment. I can change your spouse.
可是我要改变的是你。
But I want to change you.
原本我们的祷告是神啊，你解救我脱离这个水深火热。
And before my prayer is, please rescue me from all this.
你原本跟神祷告说神啊，你好不好？你去管教这个另外一个人。
And the original prayer may be, please change this other person.
可是今天我们来到神的面前。
But today when we come before God,
我们跟神说。
And we say to him,
神啊。你改变我
，God change me。
你让我成为更合你心意的丈夫妻子。
Let change me to become a better husband.
我就是一个，我本来就是不是一个很好的人。
I'm originally not a very good person.
但是求你改变我。
But please change me.
让我从我的生命的内心，因为有主耶稣基督的拯救，所以我的生命改变。
And because I received the salvation, through Christ, my life.Should be transformed.
然后神啊，我不要求你再去改变对方了。
I no longer request that you change the other person.
但是神啊，求你赐给我的配偶有那个怜悯和饶恕的心。
But God, please grant my spouse a forgiving heart.
你赐给我的这个配偶，他有一颗坚忍的，在神的面前一个柔软的耐心。
Please change the other person so that they can be patient and.Forgive me, gentle.
所以他可以，他可以跟着我，让我有时间在你面前改变。
So that they can be patient with the time that I need to be transformed.
弟兄姐妹，这是生命的连接。
Dear brothers, that is the connection with God in our life.
你要工作上面环境有变化，你要在你的婚姻里面，有变化。
If you want a transformation in your work or in your marriage.
你要在你的生活、生命的整个层面上面看见神的供应和祝福。
You need to see the big picture of all of God's provision. Then you need to learn how to pray.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道以弗所书第三章里面二十节他讲的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all know or are familiar with Ephesians chapter 3.
神是那照着在我们心中所运行的那个大能，他是丰丰富富的赐给我们，是多于我们所求所想的。
Chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us.
你要经历神的超过你所求所想的祝福吗？
Do you want to experience God's abundance?
那你要祷告。
Then you need to pray.
那你要呼吸。
You need to breathe.
那你要不住的与主耶稣基督生命连接上。
You need to constantly be in connection with the life of Jesus.
我们起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是爱我们的神。
Because you're a God that loves us.
主，我们每一个人在我们生活当中所经历的、所碰见的，没有一件事情是你不明白的。
Everything that we face in life, you understand.
有的时候，我们的挑战是外来的。
Sometimes our challenges are exterior.
有时候我们的压力是外来的。
And the pressures that we face.
可是更多时候，我们的挑战是压力，是从我们自己心中而来的。
But a lot of times, our stress is from within our hearts.
主，求主你让我们看见我们怎么样能够快快的跑到你那里。
Let us learn how to run back to you.
主，让我们知道我们怎么样子将这个你的安慰和你祝福的。这个源头我们可以借着祷告建立这个渠道。
And give us the guidance to how to build this channel to be connected with you.
所以在我们的生命当中我们可以看见你的祝福你的心意的涌流。
So that in our life we can see that abundance and the grace and the blessing flow to us.
所以我们能够看见我们所求所想的只不过是你的丰盛的那么一点。
So we can see that the experience of all the abundance that we have is from you.
所谓属于你的儿女，教会里面的见证，在世人面前的见证，就是我们那个是懂得祷告的教会。
And as your children, to be a good witness, as a church for you, we need to be a church that prays.
这是你的心意。
That is your heart and will.
这也是你的荣耀。
That is your glory.
感谢你。
We thank you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.